ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 18, entitled King Jayati Regain His Youth, text 28. Tateti avastite praha deva jani manogatam pitra datayato yasye Sanuga jatu manganu Tateti avastite praha Deva jani manogatam Pitra datta jato yasye Sanuga jatu manganu Please chant. Tateya vastite praha devajani manogatam pitayata tato jasye sanugayatu mananu Tetyavastite praha devajani manogatam pitradatta yato dasi sanuga yato mananu. Ladies, please. Tatite avastite praha devajani manogatam Pitra tatayato dasye sanugayatu mananu tate avastitate praha devayani manogatam yasye sanugayata manu Tata iti. When King Vrishabharva agreed to Sukracharya's proposal, avastite, the situation being settled in this way, praha said, devajani, the daughter of Sukracharya, manogatam, her desire, Pitra, by the father, Data, given, Jataha, to whomever, Jasye, I shall go, Sa Anuga, with her friends, Jatu, shall go, Mananu, as my follower or servant. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After hearing Sukracharya's request, Vrishabharva agreed to fulfill Devayani's desire, and he awaited her rewards. Devayani then expressed her desire as follows. Whenever I marry by the order of my father, my friend Sharmista must go with me as my maidservant, along with her friends. Now I'm going to read, this has no purpose, I'm going to read the next verse, 29. Brihaspatiparva wisely thought that Sukracharya's displeasure will bring danger and that his pleasure will bring material gain. Therefore, he carried out Sukracharya's order and served him like a slave. He gave his daughter Sarsmita to Devajani, and Sarsmita served Devajani like a slave, along with thousands of other women. Purport. In the beginning of these affairs concerning Sarsmita and Devajani, we saw that Sarsmita had many friends. Now these friends became the servant of Devajani. When a girl married a Kshatriya king, it was customary for all her friends to go with her to her husband's house. For instance, when Vasudeva married Devaki, the mother of Krishna, he married all six of her sisters, and she also had many friends who accompanied her. A king will maintain not only his wife, but also the many friends and maidservants of his wife. Some of these maidservants will become pregnant and give birth to children. Such children were accepted as Dashiputra, the son of the maidservants, and the king will maintain them. The female population is always greater than the male, but since a woman needs to be protected by a man, the king will maintain many girls who acted either as friends or as maidservants of the queen. In the history of Krishna's household life, we find that Krishna married 16,108 wives. These were no maidservants, but direct queens. And Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms to maintain different establishments for each of every wife. This is not possible for ordinary men. Therefore, although the kings had to maintain many servants and wives, not all of them had different establishments. Om Gyana Timirandasya Janangiran Salakaya Chaksuru Militam Yenatasma Sivrave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Viravahu Pravuriti Namine Sisi Vrindata Vira Patapankaya Daini Prabhupada Nuvadaya Nama Sivrahave Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunivadi Paschatriade Satarine. Hare Krishna. Thank you everybody for attending class Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we continue this wonderful narration of the Bhagavatam. I was thinking how these narrations, these stories in the Bhagavatam, they are not mythology or they are not meant for entertainment. Even though this narration may look like an ordinary, mundane affairs, but actually these narrations have very powerful potency, spiritual potency, because they are related to Krishna. So here we continue this story, how Sukracharya and King Brihaspatiparva, they are entangled in some problems due to their daughters, Devajani and Sarsmita. Sukracharya is a priest of the demons, and he's always performing his prescribed duties as a priest, doing sacrifice and chanting mantras, etc. And in the king Brihaspatiparva, he was always minding his own business. So, but here, by providence, they say, there is some problem, and this wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. I mean, except they have two daughters. But to have a daughter is nobody's wrong. But It's the nature of this material world that nice things can go wrong. So here, something is happening, and there is a saying that everything happened for a reason. It's not like the theistic class of people. They claim that everything's happened by chance. Prabhupada, in one conversation in Janihasburg, he was saying that in the Vedic scriptures, there is no accidental, there is no word accidental, there is not such a thing as by chance. By chance actually means that the person is in ignorance because he doesn't know how this happened. So the words in Sanskrit is uses adrista. Drista means, as Prabhupada said, drista means seeing. And adrista means that cannot be seen. So when something bad happens, the sages say, oh, adrista. They don't say, oh, it happened by chance. In Sanskrit language, there is no such a thing as chance. There is no word for equivalent in English for chance. There is no chance. So everything is, they understand that everything is controlled by the supreme will of the Lord, either directly or by His energy. So here, generally, we understand that is karma, daiva, karmani daiva netrena. That is karma. It's in the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Daiva means indicate Krishna, divine. And netrena means the eyes. He's always watching. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, kim karma, kim akarmati. Kim karma, kim akarmati. Kovido pri tatra mohati. That he said that what is karma and what is akarma, even the Kovido, the intelligent people, can understand. Because karma and akarma is very intricate. We can understand the basis. But how it's happening, it can be understood. There's one example it's given, like when you are driving the freeway, the freeway's limit speed is 60 miles per hour. So you go at 60 miles, and you get your destination. You are driving according to the law. But let's say you drive 95 miles per hour. That's be karma. You are breaking the law. So the police go, he drives 100 miles per hour, and stop you and give you a ticket. This is a reaction. So karma is when you follow the law, and be karma when you break the law. So what is a karma in this example? Anyone can guess? What is a karma? You drive 60 miles, it's karma. If you drive 95 miles, it's vikarma. So karma is the police. Akarma is the police. Because the police doesn't break the law, even though he's driving 100 miles per hour. But you cannot say, hey, I'm 95 and you 100. But it's no reaction for the police. That's just akarma. Because the police is fulfilling the desire of the government. So he's acting according to the superior order. Similarly, the devotees to Krishna, because they are acting for fulfilling the desires of the mission of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and because they are fulfilling the desires of Krishna, the will of Krishna, they are acting in akarma. This is in Brahma Sanhita, Lord Brahma explained, karmani nirdahati kun kunchavati vayan. So he said that this karmani, the old reactions, action and reactions, nirdahati, are destroyed at the root. Bhakti vayan, when somebody engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even though there is compared the swakarma, everyone is acting. The Indra Gopan, the insect, Indra, they have their own swakarma. Vandana Rupa Palan, they are abounding by the fruits of these activities. Vajanam atanoti, and the happiness and distress are bestowed into them. But everything is destroyed at its root by engaging in the worship and service of Krishna. So therefore, the devotee is acting like a police. They are fulfilling the desires of the superior authority. So, Sukracharya, he knew that the quarrel between his daughter and Sarmista, they were just childish. But because he was conquered by emotions, by sentiment, sighing his affection as a father, he became bewildered and he became angry. He felt like Sarmista insulted not just his daughter, but he insulted him and all the priesthood, Brahmana class. So therefore he became so angry. And at the same time he was aggrieved because he had a nice relationship with his disciple, the king, but here he was to dealing with this problem. So he wanted to take revenge because he was conquered by emotions. Srila Prabhupada explained that the emotion actually has the origin and the substance. Emotions are not really bad, but when emotions are not in order, he said, they lead to trouble. And when emotions are in order, they serve some purpose. So here we are. Similarly, he gives the example of Arjuna. When Arjuna, before fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, he became very emotional. And he refused to fight. But then Krishna spoke in the Bhagavad Gita to him. He explained in the 11th chapter how he wouldn't consider his the doer of the actions. He used this word nimitta matram bhava. He just become the instrument. Excuse me. By my plan, he said, all these soldiers are dead. No one will come back home. Everybody, you just become the instrument. Because Arjuna, by illusion, he was thinking that he was the doer. But at the end, he understood that by executing the desires of Krishna, that's what the right thing to do. Nasto mohan smritir labda, he said. Yat prasadam mayachita. What is it in like? Stito smi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. He said that now my illusion is gone and all my sandehas, all my doubts are gone. He said, karishye vachanam tava. Now I will act according to his instructions. So Srila Prabhupada explained that the Krishna conscious movement doesn't go by emotions, by sentiments. He said, we act or we accept the superior order of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna conscious movement, he says, is very sound. He has a famous saying. He says, religion without philosophy is just mere sentiment or fanatism. And he said, philosophy without religion is just mental speculation. So both has to be there. So Krishna conscious movement has both. And he continues explaining that when Krishna says, surrender to me, that is religion, he said. And when we are trying to understand why Krishna wants us to surrender to him, that is philosophy. So he explaining it this way. I forgot what I was going to say. Next. So yes, therefore, Krishna conscious movement and the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they are complete science of God because contain philosophy and religion. Srila Prabhupada also, he touched different subjects here. about the population of the women is greater than men. According to a statistic in the United States, they say there are 5 million women more than men. So those who are single and decide to marry, they don't have to worry too much. There is a lot of women there. But, and also, he say how, he give the example of Vasudeva and Krishna, how they have, they're maintaining many, many wives and servants. But he pointed out the difference between ordinary men and Krishna. There's a big difference how this happened. So also he mentioned this Dasiputra. Later on, because later on it will happen that Sarmista, he wants to have kids with, he's acting as a servant, she's acting as a servant, but she's a Kshatriya. Therefore, the problems become more complicated because trying to have a Kshatriya for a servant, it doesn't work, it doesn't last too long. So Dasiputra, there is I can think in two great devotees in the Bhagavatam who describe those who were Dasiputras. Dasi actually means a female servant, and putra means son. This putra word is as a combining of the put and tra, because there is a hell. It's called put. And tra is for triate, to deliver, to save. So putra, because it's saying that in the Vedic culture, is anyone has no son, he go to hell, and he has no descendant to save and to deliver from this situation. So Dasiputra. So I can think in there were two, at least I can think in two Dasiputras. One is Narada Muni, who was the son of my servant. She used to be engaged in taking care in the great sannyasis traveling. And one time in the rainy season, there were some Vedantis, Prabhupada called them Vedantis, and some Vaishnavas who went there. And Narada Muni just was only 5 years old. And he was helping to serve these great sadhus. So one time, with his permission of the sadhus, he ate remnants. And that was enough for him to become real absolved, just only 5 years old. Anyway, the story continues. Everybody knows it continues. The other one, Dasiputra, was Vidura. Vidura is interesting. This happened is there was no heir by the Hastinapura, because the two sons of Satyavati, who was Vichitradirya and Chitrangada, they died prematurely without children. Because Bhishma, and the Swayambara, there were three sisters, Amba, Ambalika, and Ambika. And then Bhima wanted to his brothers, Vichitravidya and Chatringada, to get married in order to have. Because Madre Satyavati was asking Bhishma to have children, but Bhishma was, he made a vow to remain Brahmachari, and he was firmly fixed in this vow. Even his guru, Parashurama, that he's trying to convince him. He was trying to force to get married with Amba. But he challenged his guru. He got a great fight against him. But he never did it. So what happened is, Satyavati has a son. His name is his famous Vyasadev. And he called him. They can have children with Ambika and Ambalika, because Amba left. Then he has the first children with Ambika. But because she was afraid of this, Vyasadev was a sage. It happened for who knows how long times, doing austerities and without bathing, with just like a homeless, just like those guys who come sometimes in the temple with dreadlocks and all dirty. They look like that. he looked like that. So Ambika was in shock to see him, and she closed her eyes. So for that reason, Dhritarashtra was born blind. So then, because he was born, he was not acceptable to become a king. So again, they asked him to have a kid with Ambalika. But her sister, Ambika, warned her what was going to happen. So even though she was prepared, but she became pale as soon. She didn't close her eyes, but she became pale. So Pandu was born from that. And Pandu was born pale. I don't know what is the meaning of that. Maybe he was... Anyway, they wanted to have another one. So they asked Ambika to have another kid with Vyasadeva. And at this time, she managed to dress her servant, her dasi, as her. So when Vyasadeva came, instead Ambika was actually a servant, a dasi. But the dasi was so humble, and she received Vyasadeva, she washed his feet and worshiping and everything. And Vyasadeva blessed her to have a son. And that was Vidura, that was Dasiputra. But Vidura was so exalted a personality, he was no ordinary human being. He actually was Yamaraj. And Prabhupada explained the Yamaraj, because he is the most busy demigod. Anyone can guess why he's so busy? Because mostly the humankind is sinful, that he's so busy doing his job. So he wanted to preach. He wants some break. So Krishna arranged this. There is a pastime, as Prabhupada explained in the beginning, the Bhagavatam, the first canto, how there were some thieves and they hide in his hermitage of one sage. What's his name? Manduka? Manduka Muni? And then the police, the soldiers of the king, they arrest them. And they arrest him also, Manduka Muni. And the sentence was a capital punishment that they had to be killed by piercing with a lance. So when the king find out that the Manduka Muni was there, he actually released him from this punishment because it was a mistake from his soldiers. He asked forgiveness. So he immediately, with his mystic power, he went to see Yamaraj, because he understood that this was happening according to his karma. But he asked him, why was the reason? So Yamaraj told him when he was a child, he was playing with the... He pierced one ant with some straw. And for that reason, he was going to have his fate being killed with a lance. So Manduka Muni was not pleased with that. He was kind of upset, and he cursed Yamaraj. He cursed Yamaraj to become the son of Sudra, become Sudra. And that was... In the meantime, because the post was empty, another demigod took his post. It was Aryama, one of the 12 Adityas. He was reigning for 100 years. In the meantime, that Vidura was preaching in this pastime. So basically, these stories are actually have so much potency, because always is related to Krishna, even though they appear kind of mundane. Yeah? Two girls fighting. Anyway, there's only I wanted to say that. If there is any questions. Okay. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Yeah, I forgot some things. Sorry.